in and you know the word on every daf, but it was more topical, like he was Masbid the Gemara Sanhedrin daf Beis, based on the Miriam Baba Kama. Thank you, Daniel. So, just to begin, the Masechta begins with Adim Zomim, so I think you really got to look. There's a Sugin Baba Kama daf Ayin. The Gemara has a machloikis between, actually it's on Ayin Beis and Beis, not daf Ayin. The Gemara has a machloikis between Rav and Abaye. When you ever have your Adim Zomim, you have the first set that comes in and testifies, whether it be a murder case or a Malchus case or a Mammon case. And then the second set says, how could you have said that? You know, it happened 11 a.m. You guys testified in New York. You were with us at 8 a.m. in Los Angeles. So you couldn't have testified. So the Gemara says that, the Chumash says, we believe the second set over the first. And the Gemara asked that Kasha in Baba Kama, it says, why do you believe the second set over the first? I mean, why should that be? The whole premise of Adim Zomim is exactly that, but why? That's the Kasha. The Gemara says, I read the Lashon, the Gemara has, the following Lashon, it says, it's a great kasha, no? So the Gemara says, in the name of Rava, that Eid Zomim is a chiddushu. That's what it says, and it says hilchach in lecha boil chiddusho, mishas chiddushu veilich. Now, what does the chiddush word chiddush mean? So Rav Shechter Shlita always says over that Tosus in Yevamis on Daf Zayin Av says Chiddush is a davar asosus aklal. It's something that goes against the grain. It's a novel thing. There's a general general thought process, and a Chiddush kind of debunks that and goes against the general thought. So Eid Zomim is a Chiddushu, and therefore the din is that according to Rava, they're apostle only mikan ulahavol. So let's say you had Adim testify in Nissan on something. And then they're caught as Zomimim in Tammuz. Do you apostle them all the way back from Sivan? And they were made on 10 Dinei Torahs or 5 Dinei Torahs in the middle. So do you, the Mafreya, throw all those cases out? Or do you only apostle them from the time that they were caught? So Rava says that since Eid Zomimim is a Chiddushu, so therefore we say Lamafreya. I'm sorry. Therefore, we say mikan lahavo their nifsel because ein lecha bo ela chidusho. If you have something that's novel, you want to constrict it to the best of your ability because it's so novel, right? That's the klal. Ein lecha bo ela chidusho. Let's mitzamsim it. So, since Eid Zomim is a chidishu, we want to limit its power or its category, and therefore Rava says mikan lahavo hu nifsel. That's Rava. And Abaye argues and says, Abaye amr l'mafreya hu nifsel. That Adim Zomer apostle l'mafreya. So, what's the machloikis? So first of all, you got to ask yourself, what does Abaye hold? Right? Does Abaye hold that's a chiddush? So the pashtus is not. And this goes to the heart and core of what is the aveira of Adim Zomer. So the Rav Zatzal said once that Abaye holds that the getter of Adim Zomim is that they are liars. They are meshakrim. And therefore it is mistaber that they should be posel l'mafreya, because that's when they lied. Whereas according to Rava, the getter of Adim Zomim is not the aveira, the mechayev is not the sheker, the mechayev is the fact that you're caught as an Eid Zomim. And the fact that you're caught as an Eid Zomim, and that is the Chiddush, we said. It is a Chiddush, because why listen to one over the other? And Rava said Beferish is a Chiddush. So that the Chiddush is that you're caught, the Gavra Eid Zomim is created. If that is the Chiddush, then you should only be possible from the time that you were actually created. When was that? In Tammuz. Right? So that's the Machloikis. So it comes out that Abaye and Rava are really fundamentally arguing what the Mechayev of Eidim Zomim. Is it the fact that you're caught as an Eid Zomim like Rav, and that's only Mikan L'Havu Nifsel, and that's a Chiddushu? And according to Abaye, it could very well be that the machayev of the Aveira is that it is a the sheker shabo, and therefore you are going to be puzzled when you were caught lying. Now the question is, does Abaye hold that it's a chiddush or not, or yes or no? The Gemara said that Rava said it was a chiddush. What about Abaye? So the Ramban ala Torah, okay, the Ramban ala Torah, I don't know where I put the, probably left in the other room, the copy. Did I give you the original? I didn't take it, but no, it's okay. The Ramban ala Torah is in Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Ches. Okay? The Ramban ala Torah says an amazing thing. And the Ramban ala Torah says that Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yud Ches. He says, according to Abaye, and I want you to get this down, whenever there's a machlis Abaye, Rav, and Shas, who do we paskin like? Rava, except for Yalkagam. This is one of the Yalkagams. What's the ayin in Yalkagam? Eid Zoman. So we paskin like Abaye. Gemara says, Beferish and ayin, Gimel and Aleph. We paskin like Abaye. So the Ramban and the Tur in Simud Lamed Ches say that according to Abaye, it's not a chiddush. I'll tell you why the second set wins. Because if you think about it, the second set is attacking the Edim. The second set is attacking the first set as Edim. They're not attacking their Edus. When you attack Edus, that's Hachasha. One set says there was a murder at 11 a.m. in Manhattan. The other set says there was no murder at 11 a.m. in Manhattan in Times Square. That's Hachasha, where the Gufa Edus, the content of the Edus, is being contradicted. Hazama is when the second set attacks the first set and says, you guys are Machale Shabbos. You guys eat non-kosher food. You guys were with us in Los Angeles. It's very possible, perhaps theoretically, that there was a murder in Manhattan. Just you guys weren't there. So, says the Ramban, and the Tur says the same thing. That is the rationale. It's a good svara why the second set beats out the first set. In fact, I'll quote you the Lashon of the Tur. Umipnei ze achronim ne'amonim. Why is the second set believed? Kevin shen edim al gufon shel ha'edim. Vavikilu he'idu alein shahargu ha'nefesh o shechilu Shabbos. It's like they're attacking them as gavras. And they're not believed upon themselves to say they didn't do such and such. They didn't say anything about that. Did they testify about themselves that they're not Mechallel Shabbos? Did they testify about themselves that they don't eat non-kosher food? No, they just testified about a murder, the first set, right? Did they speak about themselves? No, they didn't. The second set spoke about them. That's why the second set wins. So according to the Ramban and the Tur, you could read the Gemara that Abaye holds, it's not a chiddush at all. And you could fit it in with what the Rav said, and what the Rav said, that the Mechayev of Edim Zomim, according to Abaye, is the Sheker, and that is why Lemafreya, they're Nissan, because they lied in Nissan, so let's make them puzzle from Nissan. And we'll throw out all those other cases. You follow what I'm saying? Whereas according to Rava, it is a chiddushu, and it's from the time that the Gavra Eid Zomim is created, and that's at Tammuz. And we always try to constrict the chiddushu. So the Gemara is basically being interpreted by the Tur and the Ramban in a very, very radical way, that Abaye v'Rava, not only they're arguing about when the guy becomes puzzled, is it Mikan L'Hava like Rava, or is it L'Freya like Abaye, but they're also arguing whether the institution of Eden Zom is a chiddush or not. According to Rava, it is, and the Mechayev is the fact they're caught. According to Abaye, it's not a chiddush. It's the Mechayev is Sheker. And the reason why it's not a chiddush, because it's a svara, because the second set should win. And you don't find in the Gemara that the Gemara says that Abaye called it a chiddush. The Gemara only presents that it's a chiddush according to Rava. It really left open with Abaye. So according to this Mahalach, Abaye will argue and say it is taka, not a chiddush. Now, I do have to point out to you the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Gimel argues on this. I'll just quote you the Rambam.
Ram says, Zo shehimina Torah edus achronim al edus harishonim gzeris akasav hu. Afibu hayu edim harishonim meya. Ubal shnayim v'izimum v'chulei. Right, you had a first set was 100, and you have two that are amazing them, hare elu ne'anashim al pihim. So it's according to the Rambam, it's a chiddushu, according to both Abaye the Rav. Okay? So the only machloikis is as to what together do you consider it to be what? Do you consider it to be a psul? So I want to point out to you, the Rambam is against the Tur in the Ramban. The Rambam holds that Abaye will hold like Rava that it is a chiddushu. The question is, how far do we take that chiddushu? Do we constrict it only mikana lahavo, or do we say that it will be l'mafreya? So the Rambam does argue on that Tur in the Ramban, how to read the Gemara. Okay? Now, there's another Ramban ala Torah that states, actually I think it might be the very exact same Ramban, that quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, okay? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, on Daf Pei Tesem and Aleph, says like this, it says, on Pei Tesem and Aleph, it says, Tanu Rabbanan Arba Srichim Hachrozah. There are four guys that need to be formally announced that they've done such and such a veira, and we actually wait until Yontif, the Shlosh Ragamim, all Klai Yisrael is there, that we say such and such did such and such a veira. Which four averas need a formal announcement? The Ramban quotes this Gemara: Arba Tzrichim Achraza, Hamesis, a Jew that convinces another Jew to do avodah zarah. Number two, Ben Sora Mora. We all know what a Ben Sora Mora is. Number three, Zuck and Mamre. We discussed that. Zuck and Mamre, Rebellious Rav. Number four, Ve'edim Zolmimim. The Kulim Ksiv Behu, V'chol Yom, V'chol Yisrael, Ve'edim Zolmimim, Ksiv Nisharim, the Lokuliyam, Chazal Saduso. So those are the four categories that need Hachraz. What is that all about? So the Ramban says, most of Averas in the Torah, theoretically could have two elements to them. Either the action, or the totsah. It's either the maisa, that's the reason why it's asur, or it's the totsah, the outcome and the reverberations that come from the avera. He says 95% of averas in the Torah are action-oriented. There are some, though, that are result-oriented. So he says these four are result-oriented. People minimize them if they're outcome-oriented, and they trivialize them. They think it's no big deal. Murder's in action. Stealing's in action. But something that's only result-oriented or outcome-oriented, what's the big deal? The dafka, these four, you need to announce that such and such did that to instill in Klal Yisrael that these are just as bad. Let's go through it. What's the first one? Mesis. The din is, even if a Jew is not successful in convincing another Jew to do what is our, but we see him trying to do it, we kill him. There's no maisa avera there in that case. The guy didn't even do anything. He wasn't successful. But the fact that you have a fellow Jew infiltrating Yahadus like that, that's a terrible thing. And that has terrible outcomes and reverberations. Number two, Ben Sora Mora. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis Ma'av? He's what? Nidon al shame sofo. He hasn't done anything that warrants to be killed. He's not acting great. He's doing thievery. He's a glutton. But to be chayv misa, it's all outcome oriented. What's going to be with this kid? Zuck and Mamre. To have a rebellious Rav argue on the Amudei HaRah, the Rambam calls the Sanhedrin Agadol the Amudei HaRah in Hilchos Mamre. They're the progenitors of the Torah Shebaal Peh. To have a rebellious Rav argue on them has terrible reverberations. It's not that, not the mice that he was calling. It's the fact that he's jeopardizing perhaps the whole Masorah. And lastly, Edim Zomim. How is Edim Zomim result-oriented? If you hold Lamaisa, let's say, like Rava, it's the fact that the Gavra Ed Zomim is created. And according to the Rambam, even Abaye might hold of that Svara. The question is, where do we make him puzzle from? To make a puzzle all the way from the very beginning? Or is it from the time that he's caught? But the notion of Edim Zomim is not action-oriented, it's not the lie,
the Ramban says, is the fact that he was actually caught. And that result that he was caught is the getter of the Aveira. And we said that neatly fits Rava. Could be the Rambam will say that Abai will hold of that as well. The question is, when do we possible it from? But what I want to bring out here is that according to the Ramban, the Rav Zatzal quoted this Ramban and said that this is why these four guys need Hachrosa. Because you should not trivialize them to think that these are not action-oriented and therefore they're no big deal. Fakir, we must announce and tell Klal Yisrael how bad they are. And then the Rav Zatzal added on, beautiful. He said that it's no coincidence that every one of these four Averas, there's either a Shita or a Psak in the Gemara or in Rishon that you don't need Hasra. Why do we give Hasra? In order to discern whether a guy's Shogig or Mazin. You give a guy Hasra and he says he's going to do it anyways, he's Mazin. What's the din? Halacha L'maisa by Mesis. Mesis doesn't need Hasra. Lo Sachmo, Lo Sachasala. That's Sanhedrin Chesim at base. You hide Adim even behind a fence. Because it's not the action. The only time you need Hasra is when the getter of the Averi is the Maisa Averi. You have to check, was it Mazin or was it Shogig? Was it Mazin or was it Shogig? But if it's not action-oriented, result-oriented, there's no need to have Hasra. What about the Bensora Mora? Bensora Mora is a Machlokas Rashi and a Rambam, where they need Hasra. Earlier in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah, when it deals with Ben Sora Mora, I think what daf is that? I find the daf there when it deals with Ben Sora Mora. The Mishnah Ben Sora Mora, it's Machloikish Rashi in the Rambam, but they need Asra. At least it's a day in Rishon. Because again, it's not action oriented, it's result oriented. There's no need to have Asra. The third case that would come up. The third case. What's the third case? I think it's on Daf. Alright, you have to. I'll find where exactly. Just go. I think maybe it's Ayin Beis. Yeah, it's Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis, Umarab, Machlis Rashi, and the Rambam. Okay. Think so. Or I have to. I'm pretty sure it's there. What's the third case? Zuckin Mamre. The Gemara says Befeirish doesn't pay him enough. Doesn't need Hasra because it's result oriented. And what's the fourth case? The fourth case is Einim Zomim. The Gemara has technical reasons in Ksubis why there's no Hasra. But the bottom line is no Hasra. It fits beautifully because all these Averas are result oriented. Therefore, Hasra is inappropriate. Now, the truth of the matter is that when you do Hasra, the Chumra Saver is much worse. Does the Talmud Chochem need Hasra? The Machloik is Tanoim. We Paskin, he needs Hasra. But the Rambam says, why? The Rambam says, Kedil Havchin Men Shogig Amazin. What do you mean, Kedil Havchin Shogig Amazin? That's the reason why the Tana says the Talmud Chochem doesn't need Hasra. Because he knows whether it's Mutter or Asr. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam sows for himself. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam's talking about where he didn't know that it was ham. You're telling him informationally. That's what he means. If Tamachach needs Asra, but the Rav Zatzal said no. The Rambam's borrowing the Lashon of the Gemara on the Richter scale. When you do an Aveira after Asra, the merit, the level of rebellion is so much worse. That's why a Tamachach needs Asra as well, because to be punished, he has to reach that level of Chumras Aveira. And that's what the Rambam means, Kedil Havchin Ben Shogig Amazin. That the Chumras Aveira is so much more when you're given Hasra. But that's what the Halacha is, Arba Tzrichim Hachraza, and that's what the Rav added on with the Ramban, and that's what could very well be a Hezber, and what Eim Zomis. So when you open up the Masech there in Makis, we have to have this Akdom in mind about what the nature here is of Eim Zomis. Is it a Chiddush or not? That speaks to Abai and Rav in Bava Kamma. Now I want to just close with the first Tosfos. Before we get to the first Tosfos, I just wanted to point out the Tosfos here. If you know, the Tosfos on the bottom here. Kol azomim makdim lo sumisa. Did you notice Tosfos was mechadesh? Tosfos was mechadesh that when it comes to edim zomim, you can kill a guy with any one of the arba misas based. Did you see that, Tosfos? However, when it comes to rotzeach and goyel adam, you can kill him any way you want. Yes? That we don't expand. So I wanted to say, I said to a few fellows yesterday, I said today, I wanted to say that Tosfos held like the Ramban. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban where the Arba Mises Bezin are four distinct mitzvahs. The Rambam quotes each Mises Bezin a distinct mitzvah. And the Ramban says he's wrong, it's all akim of Biarta Rami Kirbecha. There's a machlokes at Tanoim when you give Hasra, do you have to mention the specific Miser or not? Machlokes Tanoim. So that matches up well with the Rambam and the Ramban. I mean, once Chacham and Rabbi Yudah, so you don't want to necessarily say one passes like one passes like the other, but it's interesting as a topology. Do you have to give the specific Misa in the Hasra? So I think this Tosfos is working maybe with the Ramban because he quotes you Biarta Rami Kirbecha. So when it comes to Enim Zobimim, you can kill him in each one of the Arba Misas Basin you want. It's not specific that you have to do the exact one that they conspire to do because they're all like subcategories of one din of Biarta Rami Kirbecha. So, and Tosfos actually mentions the Biarta Rami Kirbecha.
Is it in the Sefer Mitzvos?
Yes. Sefer Mitzvos. Yes, that's correct. Okay. And the last horror I want to point out is the first Tosfos. Tosfos asked the Bam Kasha that when you talk about Ben Grushim and Chalutza, you know, you don't zap back to them what they wanted to give out. You don't make them Ben Grushim and Chalutza. Isn't that a problem? So that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos gives two fundamental Terutzim that are arguing, and they're really conceptually much different from one another. The first one is that since you're given Malkus, that's a fulfillment that makes it enough to be Eidish Shatach HaYachal Zimah. So that first day in Tosfos, you can understand in one of two ways. There's a Rashi in Baba Kama in Haman Bay says, why is there a concept of Eidish Shatach HaYachal Zimah? Why must every Eidus be given be able to be checked and caught through a Zoma? Otherwise, it's not Eidus. Because they have to be scared not to lie. That's how Rashi says, Eidus Shatach HaYachal Zimah. It's based on a Svara, that we want to make sure that they won't be caught as liars. So the first day of Tosfos is beautiful. They're going to be given Malkus. That's going to scare them too. So even though you're not going to zap back them exactly what they wanted to get out, but they're going to get punished. That's enough to scare them to lie. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is that it's exerts a kosov. Kasher zomam tens v'stikwitz a tzaddik tells me that when you can't fulfill his zap back to them, you do the best you can and Malkus is enough. And that's what Tosfos Lashon is. He says kasher zomam. You fulfill with kasher zom, keep it a low kavi kasher zom. You do the best you can in a situation where you can't zap back to what they want. It's exerts a kasher. So either it's exerts a kasher or a svar. So there are two svaras we're saying in the first day in Tosfos. But then Tosfos comes along and says a completely different shot. And what was that completely different shot? Completely different shot is that no, when it comes to Ben Grushim and Chalutz, you don't need Eidus Shatach HaLazim. There's no such requirement at all. That's a fundamentally different teretz. Completely conceptual. That bichlal, you don't need it. And lemaisa, I want to give a nafkamina between these 2 days in Tosfos. What would be a good nafkamina between these 2 days in Tosfos? When Adam come in and testify, there are two sets of questions that they're asked. Drisha v'chakira are 7 major questions. What week it was, what day it was, what hour it was. You take each aid in a separate room. If they contradict themselves, we throw it out. If they say, I don't know, we throw them out. Then there's bedikas, the second set, which are detailed questions like what color pants the guy was wearing, what color shirt. If they say they don't know, it's fine. If they contradict each other, they throw them out. Right, that's how the Gemara has later on in Makas and Dav Zayin. Rabbi Kiva and Tafra made sure that no one would ever get killed because they would ask such detailed bedikas questions. They would trip up the Edom to contradict each other. So, what's the din by Ben Grusha ben Chalutza? What would you say? Says the note of Yehuda in the following case. You have a case of Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, our Mishnah, and they isolate the Edom in separate rooms, and one of them says, I don't know. right? We have to make sure that she was divorced before. I wanted to point that Rashi out. Rashi says that before she was divorced, before there was a birth, the Rishah says that birth is lav dafka. She has to be divorced before the what? Before the conception and the biyah, all the way back. When Rashi says nola, the Rishah says is lav dafka. Because in order to make sure there's a chalal, you had to make sure she was divorced, then she lives with the kohen. So nola is really lav dafka. You have to make sure she was divorced before the what? Conception, before the biyah, and before the conception and the biyah. You go all the way back. I don't know why Rashi says no. He meant it's lav dafka, the Rishah says. It's got to be like that. So you want to make sure that she's a chalal. But what I want to bring out here is what happens in the case of Ben Grushim and Chalutza, and the Edim, one of the Edim says, I don't know to answer one of the seven questions. I don't know. What do you say in that case? Would you throw out the Edis or not? So what do you say? According to the first day in Taisus, you definitely would throw it out. Because Malchus fulfills the din of Edus Shatal Yachal Azima. If the Edus Shatal Azima, you better be able to answer all those questions. Because why do you throw out testimony when they say any of that? Because it's no longer Edus Shatal Yachal Azima. Right? Because if he doesn't know, you can't have the second set saying, what were you doing on that day, right? The notion of any of that throwing out the Edus is because of Edus Shatal Azima. So if you require it by Edus Ben Grushim, it's like the first day in Taisus, and Malchus fulfills it, then if you say any of that, you're done. Whereas the second day in Taisus says you never require Edus Shatachal Zima Ben Grushim, because it's Mufka from it. So if you say any of that, the Edus still will stay intact. You follow me? That's a very clear nafgamina note of Yudas says. You got me? But they say over in the name of Besalevi, the Besalevi didn't like that nafgamina. Because if you think about it, what does Edus Shatachal Zima engender? It engenders we're going to catch you. But we're also, there's another step that we're going to zap back what you wanted to give out, what you conspired to do, right? So the Beis HaLevi says, the second day in Taisus says, there never is the second part when it comes to Ben Grushim and Chalutza. You can't zap back to what they wanted to conspire to do, because you can't. But that doesn't mean the first part that we're going to get you is not required according to the second day in Taisus. You follow me? In other words, any odeya, by totally saying that any odeya won't cancel Edus, means the whole requirement doesn't get off the ground. Beis HaLevi says the note of Yudah. Tosin the second day didn't mean to say that the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. What he meant to say is that the second step that we give the reciprocal punishment, that never got off the ground. But the fact that we're going to get you, that's still required even according to the second day in Taisus. You follow me? That there's checks and balances in your Edus, that the Beis HaLevi challenges. So the Note of Yehuda makes it very neat and says that what, lock, stock, and barrel, there's no such requirement at all of Edus Shatachal Zima. So Melev Zaini Odeya, still the Edus remain intact. Beis HaLevi says, no, Tosas just meant it regarding the fact that you cannot what give back the reciprocal punishment. But the checks and balances that we could be able to stop their, catch their Edus, whether they're telling the truth or not, that even the second day that Tosas holds, you got to have. You follow me? So he throws out that nafkamini, and he says, if they say any odei by Ben Grushim, we'll throw it out. So the Beis HaLevi is chaylik on the Milya B'Yud. And he says, that's not a neat nafkamini, that's not a good nafkamini. That's not a good nafkamini. Okay, last point I want to just mention is, last nakud is that there's a kasha that the Ramban, the Rashi, and Ritva all ask on this Mishnah. And we won't go have time to go through all the tirutzim, but when you call a guy a Ben Grushim and Chalutza, he's losing out Truma. Chal Keni Truma, and he's losing out Manas Kahuna. Isn't that Mammon? And whenever you have Mammon and Malchus, we all know from Elonaris, Beferish Ribsa Torah, Mammon and not Malchus. The Mishnah says Malchus. All the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha. It's a great Kasha. Why is that ignored? So one of the answers given, actually the first answer of the Ramban, is that the Edus was that this guy's a Ben Grushim Chalutza. One of the permutations of becoming Ben Grushim Chalutza is you lose out your Truma. But it's like a side point. It's like an indirect result. He says, Hasher Zamam Lasos, not Legarmo, not to indirectly hurt a guy. And that's really what you're doing. So therefore, it's not classical Mammon and Malchus, and Beferish Ribsa Torah Mammon and Malchus. Here it's really Malchus. There might be a subsidiary, result of Mammon, but it's not on the same par as Malchus. And therefore he says that it's not a problem that it should be, this should be a case of Mammon and Malchus on equal pars. They're not equal pars. It's really Malchus, a subsidiary of Bingham Ben Grusha, you lose your Trum, you lose your Matnes Kuna. So that's not called Lassos Lachim. That's called Garam Lassos Lachim. That's like a grumma in that sense. And therefore, it doesn't fit the bill of Hilchos Eidim Sonim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good evening, wonderful evening. And tomorrow we got to finish up the Simon. We've got to do some of the Yoni Smicha. And I want to go on to the next Simon too as well.